Now, I'm going to start our news this week with a story that shows that life-saving research doesn't have to involve complicated or expensive technology. It sometimes just needs a little thought and application, according to new research in this week's New England Journal of Medicine. Now, researchers funded by the US National Institutes of Health and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have discovered that a short training course can help cut the rate of stillbirths by more than 30% in the developing world. Now, given that estimates suggest that there are 3 million stillbirths worldwide each year, and nearly 4 million infants die within a month of their birth, that's a staggering difference for such a simple solution.
What actually have they done, Kat?
Well, the researchers were testing the effectiveness of a three-day training course for birth attendants or untrained midwives, which highlighted simple techniques for caring for newborns, things like breastfeeding as well, keeping babies warm and dry, and looking for signs of serious health problems.
But why has this been overlooked in the past?
Well, this is the thing, is that there's a problem with delivering this kind of training. There's a lot of midwives in the developing world, so you have to actually try and get training out to them. Now, they did this by sending one healthcare worker from Argentina, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Guatemala, India, Pakistan and Zambia. They went over to the US to learn these special newborn care techniques, and then they went home to train other midwives and healthcare workers in their area, and they reached around 3,500 healthcare workers in rural communities. Now, the researchers also taught the healthcare workers how to check infant health to diagnose whether a baby was stillborn or whether it could be made to breathe, and to check for other conditions. And they also provided them with scales for weighing infants, for handheld pumps and masks to help fill babies' lungs with air, and also clean delivery kits to help prevent infection at birth. And then, obviously, they wanted to test if it worked, so that the scientists compared data on babies born before and then after the training had been given.
Impressive numbers that they got to. What did they actually find when they did the analysis? Did it work?
Well, overall, they studied 120,000 births, and they found that the rate of stillbirths dropped sharply. So there was around, before the intervention, there was around 23 stillbirths per 1,000 deliveries, and that dropped down to just under 16. Now, the scientists think this is because some of the babies wouldn't have taken a breath on their own when they were born and would have been considered to be stillborn. But actually, the birth attendants could recognise this and help the babies to start breathing with some very simple techniques, and actually, in many cases, save its life. Now, supporting this idea, the researchers didn't find a difference in the number of babies who actually appeared to have died in the womb before they even got to birth, suggesting that actually it is recognising when babies just haven't started breathing on their own and intervening at the right time. And it's a very simple intervention, but giving the right training to the right people and spreading it out in this way, it really can help to save lives.
Indeed, and certainly impressive numbers. Big reduction, so that's certainly something which we should bear in mind as
Fantastic.
A sign of how simple things can make a big difference.